Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Rush Probst, not coaching, but Danny Boy apparently is going to be a resource for the Lake Oconee Academy football program. That's the news. Is that the news of the day? That's not a big news day. If that's what we're dealing with, that's not a whole lot. Hey, Bowles is stealing about an hour. Hold those off. About an hour, we'll get to all your Bowles of Steel Monday nominations. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, I don't know nothing about betting on cryptocurrency, but I do know I'm 11-1 betting Tony Vols boys to win the series. Printing money, Bill. Printing money. Sounds like that's what you're doing. 11-1 betting the Vols will win the series they're about to play. Pretty good percentage, right? I mean, if you can go 11-1 forever, you're living on Lake Oconee. You're down there watching film. No, you're not looking at recruits. You're watching film on practice tape with Danny Boy at the high school with lots of money in your pocket, just hanging out. Boy, I do enjoy you. Checking out all the baseball over the weekend. I'm talking about the college ball. I'm a college guy. College high school guy. It's what I enjoy. I don't enjoy the pro game much. I guess randomly I could flip it on. I don't even know the USFL, whatever. I don't even know what's going on there. I don't watch it. I don't find it interesting. I don't think about it. I don't set my clock to it. It's just, I can't watch that. Spring football has never been a huge void in my life. It's never occurred to me. And you know what? I wish the Big Ten, and I by the way, I like the Big Ten, but just for the sake of having an argument, I wish they would have not played that year 2020, them in the Pac-12, and then foolishly trotted out in the spring. Remember all the talk about trotting out in the spring? And we sat here and talked about how foolish that was and how big of a probably deceitful lie that was. Yeah, we'll just we'll pick it up. This thing, once we get to the spring, it's going to simmer down some. And we'll play then. We're prepared to do that. I wish they would have done that. Just for the sake of the conversation we would be having here. Because I can promise you, I would not have on Saturdays lined up my schedule to watch those games. And I love watching those leagues play. I do. Don't misunderstand my point. My point would be spring ball, because you postponed it in the fall when you had no business postponing it in the fall, is not something. It's you looking like the fools you are. I'd have had a blast. with not talking about it, other than criticizing it, not talking about it, and then taking the complaints from the people who want to hear about it. That would have been fun. Somehow, some way, they decided, you know what, we better line it up here. Of course, they got started really late, but we better line it up here in the fall and go ahead and play. And you know what? When they started playing, I enjoyed the games. But if they would have done that silly idea, we're going to move it to the... What kind of amateur, kindergarten-level intellect would think of that? And then put it out to the media? Well, I guess the thinking would be you have so many willing accomplices in the media, they will carry the torch for you. Very few will have the opinion that I've got, right? You've got so many people willing to carry your lies in the media to the public that it, I guess we're okay. We've got lots of protection with the media out there. Lots of it. Lots of cushion. Notre Dame picked up an offensive lineman, a four-star, over Clemson over the weekend. Their class of 23 is ranked number one. It's been in and out of that one slot. Right now, ranked number one. Now, Marcus Freeman is the new head coach. Not today new, but the new head coach. And their recruiting has picked up since Brian Kelly. Now, for you LSU folks, let me explain something. It's okay to have this opinion. Brian Kelly can do really good at LSU, but it's also okay to say Brian Kelly, when it came to recruiting at Notre Dame, much to be desired. It's okay to believe both. You don't have to believe one or the other. It's okay to simultaneously think both are true, because both are true. Brian Kelly, his recruiting at Notre Dame was pretty good, but it wasn't ultimately good enough. He can still do big things at LSU with that being on his resume. Doesn't mean he can't recruit to LSU. It means his Notre Dame time, and he left Notre Dame in way better shape than he walked into it. Let's also acknowledge that. Brian Kelly took a program that was struggling winning any ball game to top 10 status, several undefeated teams, and championship games. Now, they weren't good enough in those games to compete, but he got them there. There's something to be commended when talking about that. He got him there. Again, Brian Kelly did some remarkable things for a Notre Dame program that was beyond stagnant. But ultimately, if it's returning to the glory, he fell short because of recruiting. It's okay to believe that because it's true. It's 100% true. Also, the idea that you can't recruit there just because it's Notre Dame and it's no longer the Notre Dame it used to be is not true. Provided you have somebody who believes. Brian Kelly didn't believe. Marcus Freeman believes. Now, I don't know how well Marcus Freeman's going to do as the head coach. We don't know that yet. I'm hoping quite well. But we've only got a bowl game under our belt. With Marcus Freeman. We got to get into the season, got to open up with the Buckeyes and the Shoe. That's going to be very difficult, to say the least. But they're recruiting. They got an offensive lineman, is ranked number one in the class of 23. I don't know if that'll hold. It might not. But they're recruiting very well. Now, the one area that I still want to see them do better, and that is in the skill position area. I don't see enough of that yet. If you want me to critique the number one ranked class in the class of 23, I need to see more. Alabama's going to be worried about him at wide receiver. Notre Dame does not get, at least hasn't, very often been getting the player that when matched up, Alabama is going to be worried about it. Flanked out there at receiver. Lined up there at running back. That's what you need. That's the next level. Now, linemen, linebackers, tight ends, quarterback recruiting, still much to be desired. Don't know what's going to happen with Dante Moore up there in Detroit. That's their guy, though. That's the guy that they have penciled as their top target, and they're in it big. I don't know who's leading. Various people think they're leading. LSU, Blake is on with us Wednesday. He thinks LSU's in good position. He would know. He's down there close to it. Florida is apparently doing well there. Michigan is in it. Notre Dame's in it. I was hearing Sparty in the earlier months with them. Speaking of Johnny Five Star and name, image, likeness, you know who was in the 615 playing, what was it, 7-on-7 or some kind of clinic, whatever it was? Nico, the $8 million high school junior, Iamaleva, who's committed to Tennessee. And I was just pulling up the some of the clips, and not much. They held this at Lipscomb Academy. That's where Trent Dilfer is the coach here in the 615. And this kid looks tailor-made for Josh Heupel. Now, he is a different build. He is 6'6", about 195 pounds. He's got a big arm, and he's athletic. Now, again, at 6'6", you're going to be a long strider, obviously, but this kid can run. Now, he needs to put on a little weight. That's thin for a football player at 6'6", and he's all of this now. You look at him, I mean, he is all of that. You can pull up some of the clips. Was that a 7-on-7? I didn't even pay attention, but it was at Lipscomb. And, by the way, my nephew is the junior high coach there. That's true. To my nephew, it's second cousin, not my nephew. I think it's like second cousin. Is the high school coach there. Lipscomb Academy. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I wish the rumor in 2020 about Ohio State going to play in the SEC just to play would have happened. That would have been fun. I think it was just a rumor. That would have been hilarious. How much fun the Buckeyes would have had. We would have had watching them. Now, the problem is your AD is too close with the crooked commissioner of your league. That's the problem we've got. So he wouldn't have broken ranks like that. Unfortunately. What are you going to do? If Ohio State chose to do that, what are you going to do? Kick him out? Good luck with that idea. Omni Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at what appears to be an accident. T-Dot's on the scene here on 24 eastbound off-ramp at Murfreesboro Pike. That's 24 eastbound before you get to 440. Thompson Lane at Nolensville Pike. Two cars are involved there. Traffic's picking up quite a bit now on I-40 coming through Dixon County out of Hickman County. Lots of radar out here. Give yourself extra time. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person with two locations in downtown Gatlinburg on the Parkway. Online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivus method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivus technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say it's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
When did Luke Fickell start coaching the offensive line? Because they flat out suck. They're horrible. And Chris Ash, I got a new name for him. It's Chris Ash Hole, because our secondary is atrocious. Don't worry about stopping a receiver with the ball. Hell, he's only got about 3 yards to go to the end zone. Just let him have it.
Remember the exact day and the moment Josh called in with that right there, that audio clip. Patton, can you pull that back up, that clip? Yep. Let me know when you're ready. All right, hit it right here.
When did Luke Fickell start coaching the offensive line? Because they flat out suck. They're horrible. And Chris Ash, I got a new name for him. It's Chris Ash Hole, because our secondary is atrocious. Don't worry about stopping a receiver with the ball. Hell, he's only got about 3 yards to go to the end zone. Just let him have it.
Okay, use the word ash for everybody. Just remember, ash. For those startled driving down the road, it's not what you thought. Ash. Now, we had this girl from Fort Myers, but was going to Liberty, I think, up in Virginia, who had somebody call me. Can't remember who she was, to beg for her an internship, which I granted. And she moved here. Crazy Charlie ended up having to fire her because she showed up late one too many times. I sweet girl, too. It was really heartbreaking. And I believe she's working for 24/7. At least she was. Later years. I ran into her out and at a restaurant one night a couple of years ago, and we talked about it. I felt really bad. Anyways, she was working with us at the time before everything went down, and she was laughing so hard at Josh's at Josh's call. Oh, well, I can't remember her name either. I can't remember the girl who called me, somehow got my number, and begged to get her an internship. And you know what? I hope it was a good lesson for her. I do. Sweet girl. It just did not turn out well. And that department, that's when we were in the Space Needle. Yeah, for several years we did the show out of the baby Space Needle. And that's before the Wilco kiosk came into existence. And anyways, wish I could remember her name. But I remember that day, I remember standing there in the Space Needle. I remember her coming in there during the commercial break because that day she was working as our telephonics coordinator. Telephonics coordinator is a very fancy term for answer the phones. And she would just do whatever we needed day to day. And when she was there, she did very good. But she, you know, you're a college student. I think she was finishing up her senior year and she was there for the summer, and I think just, and she was not, this girl was not a partier or a run around. She's from a very strict Bible background. So I don't think it was that. I just think sometimes at that age, it's hard to get up. And she missed several days just not getting up on time. And finally, Crazy Charlie had to lower the boom on her. Josh on Twitter, Alabama would be terrified of Ohio State's wide receiver room. Well, I think, look, anybody's going to be concerned. I don't know if that Alabama's terrified of anybody, but Alabama kind of owns the thing. But if you are scouting and trying to defend the receivers at Ohio State, that is a monstrosity of a concern. That is true. That is very true. I see where Coach Marshall was posting about crypto, and when you do this, now remember, when you do this, the bots are going to catch it, and then they're going to start hitting you up with stuff. Something called DEPA shows up on my timeline, and it's all about this crypto stuff. Yeah, when you throw something up there, the bots are going to snuff it out and be all over it. Promoting stuff. Just remember that. Not a big deal, but just remember. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Welcome in, sir. Are you there, Jim?
Sorry, can you hear me? Sorry
I got
that.
You, Jim. Got you. What's up, man?
Hey, I have to tell you, I was up at UConn this weekend. I went up for the UConn-Xavier baseball game. What beautiful facilities UConn has built on their campus. And I bet you if they needed to do a reset, they would have never built that stadium like 12 years ago that's 25 miles off their campus, because the UConn campus is absolutely gorgeous. And that has to be a hindrance to their football program. I mean, they have a beautiful indoor practice facility, the indoor baseball, softball, lacrosse facilities, off the charts, Bill. I mean, let alone basketball there.
Well, the only negative is if there's rumor about a virus, you don't get to use any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's very true.
It just sits there like the pretty girl in the back of the room. I mean, so I don't have a lot of respect for Connecticut. I know that area is gorgeous, but and I'm sure the other sports, I'm sure the athletes want to play. I'm sure they do. But from an administration point of view, I just, after pulling the stunt they pulled, I'm done with them ever being a topic.
No, I got you. Their baseball stadium that they built 2 years ago, they couldn't use it the first year because of COVID. But, Bill, for a Northeast school, I mean, I'm not going to say that it's an SEC stadium, but it's pretty damn close. It's off the charts.
Apparently, the baseball program's pretty good, too, from what I hear.
It, Bill, it's probably the closest thing in the Northeast to an SEC baseball program, period.
It's Corbs, you and I talked about this, but Tim Corbin loves to recruit up there. Loves it.
He always gets Jersey and Mass and Connecticut kids at Vanderbilt, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He likes the weather that they have to battle and the toughness that those kids have and everything. He loves that part. Loves it.
Well, I think if UConn can sweep in the tournament, they have a slight shot of hosting an NCAA, you know, regional games at their facility. The facility is so nice. It would be great if the NCAA would give them an opportunity to do that.
Maybe they'll do some damage here in the postseason.
And they serve beer at the game, Bill.
Now, I do like that. I do like that. I endorse that. That's good.
You know, and they took this bowl. The stadium is cut into like a bowl. It's really, really nice. I can't say enough nice things about it. But the same thing, they built a beautiful softball facility, gorgeous lacrosse, soccer. The place is built for success. It's and academically, it's like going to the University of North Carolina or Georgia or University of Florida. I mean, it's a great academic institution.
Did you see Jim Mora Jr. when you were there?
I did not, but supposedly he's very visible. And you know what? If he's kind of like, I mean, he's not from Connecticut, obviously, but I think if UConn can't build anything with him, then they should just go back to 1AA football. That's just the way I look at it. But their football facilities are off the charts.
That's good to hear, man. It's good to hear.
I mean, Randy Etzel, his first time there, he really built something. Not that Connecticut as a state is a hotbed for football players, but I wonder, gun to his head, if he would admit, I should have never left to try to go to Maryland, because that was just a disaster. But and then when he came back, it was in ruin.
That guy's pretty stubborn. Now, he may think that, but I don't think he'd tell us.
Gotcha. I mean, they played Oklahoma in, like, I forgot what bowl game it was, but, I mean, he had things firing on all cylinders. Him and Schiano at the same time had things going, you know, in the mid-2005, 6, 7, where they were starting to build things. And then Connecticut went and built that stadium. It's really nice, but you have to bus kids a half hour to get there. And they have built where Storrs is. It's a beautiful area. It's the country, rolling hills. It probably looks like Tennessee. If I put a blindfold and dropped you in Storrs, Connecticut, you would never know you were in the Northeast in some industrial state.
Jim, you've killed the show enough with UConn, okay?
No, I appreciate it, Bill. You know I love what you do.
Stay in touch, bud. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Been a friend on the show for many years. No, I hear the baseball program is very good. Maybe they get into the postseason and do some damage. That's altogether possible. I will never, and I, you know what, I don't have any ill will towards Jim Mora. I hope he does as well as he can do. But canceling a season, just stand alone there canceling a season, I can never respect that. No, I could never endorse or come back and respect that. And it's like I was saying, you can have all those facilities you want. If there's a rumor that there's some kind of virus floating around, you're not using any of those facilities. That's what kind of place this is. I'm not into that. Humble Seeker. Bill missed some shows last week. His store is now on the verboten list. Actually, UConn is on the verboten list. Now that I think about it, I put it on the list when they canceled their football a couple of years ago. Yeah, UConn's on there. I just now thought of that because you brought up this term, the city stores, Connecticut. But UConn is. I've allowed it to be said today about 50 times. But it's on the strictly enforced, at least used to be, strictly enforced verboten list. Yeah, Jim just got away with multiple murders there on the show. Got away with a bunch. We've got Balls of Steel coming up, hour number three, on this Monday. Hope you had a really good weekend. We did. We had a good weekend. Cooked out on the rec tech. Had a gas leak scare at the house. Pac-12 Dave said, Bill, you probably should have just called me. I could have saved you a bunch of time with all that. And I thought about calling him, but it was a Sunday. I just didn't want to bother anybody. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, is Jim saying UConn will play Tony Vols and Omaha Vols play Belmont tomorrow night? My guy, Dave Jarvis, is the head coach at Belmont. I've known Dave for many years. His son, Logan, I believe, is in his last year there playing. My kids played Little League ball all the way up with Logan. Says the Vols play Belmont tomorrow night, then Mississippi State Series, and then the SEC Tournament. You know who's hot right now? It's Ole Miss. Ole Miss says, is it a 7-game, you Rebel fans out there, think it's about a 7-game win streak. They're getting hot at the right time. Tony Vols simply starts the year hot and then finishes it hot. He doesn't have to have streaks, but Ole Miss is playing well. Didn't they just win? There's somebody correct me on that. Yeah, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. The GOAT, Bill, Jim in New Jersey just lost all credibility when he said Georgia was a great academic institution. Now we're going to start taking shots at academics. Let me tell you something, folks. The folks at Peabody are the smartest people in the world, so we all pale compared to Peabody. If you want to start throwing around academic slurs, we all pale to Vanderbilt. You know how I know this? Because they tell us this. That's how I know it. We're the smartest people in the world. And we can't have students in the gym. That's how smart we are. You peasants will learn someday. Balls of Steel, Hour 3. I wonder if Vanderbilt's ever heard of something called Balls of Steel, Hour 3. Probably not. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking at this crash over here. They still have it blocked, 24 eastbound ramp to Murfreesboro Pike. That's 24 eastbound just before you get to 440. Of course, it's pretty heavy right now on 24 coming in from Rutherford County through Davidson County. Some radar earlier, I-40 through Hickman County. Be careful out there around 840 as you make your way into Dixon County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. The harsh reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again for men over 40 with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever. And guys all over America are raving about it. Jeremy P. says, this is the best product I've found to raise T levels. I plan on using the product for the rest of my life. And how about Shane D.? He says, I had no drive and was tanked out at the end of the day. After 3 months, my energy level is through the roof. I work out like most 19-year-olds. I am 47. Guys over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle. Just text BICEP to 321-321. It's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. But you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BICEP to 321-321. That's B-I-C-E-P to 321-321. Text BICEP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 63. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high near 84. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Hey, 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 bring your ass on. Bring your ass on, you little sissy blue shirt.
Only problem with that is UCLA won the game. The guys in the sissy blue shirts, which, by the way, I've always liked those shirts, won the game. Coach O. Coach O still has that natty, though, and that cannot be confiscated from him. That natty lasts forever. Georgia dog. Bill, Georgia was 2 wins away from sweeping Tony Vols. It's a good point. It's a good stat. You realize how close Georgia got? Just 2 more wins, and they sweep Tony Vols. I'm sure Tony Vols stayed up all night worrying about that, too. Pac-12 Dave also down on the Emerald Coast. That's enough UConn talk, Bill. I can't even bring up the Zags, but Jim's allowed to bring up the Huskies. Yeah, the Zags, did the Zags cancel anything or everything? Like, I guess their league did, but Connecticut just individually just wussed out. Said we're not playing. Georgia dog, remind the GOAT that Jan Kemp and those trials forced Georgia to up academic standards, unlike what Florida has, where the number one degree, Bill, is Bondsman 101. The top degree you can get at Florida, according to the Georgia dog now. This is not me. I'm just copying. I'm reading this. is Bondsman 101. Okay. I got you on that. I'm perky. I'm listening. Dow has been, I just started looking at this about 20 minutes ago on the financial shows. Dow is up slightly. It was down slightly, about 50, 60. Right now it's up about 30. Have you seen these rumors? Now, and they may be true, that Putin has blood cancer. Now, that's not new, but that's out there. But then Xi, over in China, there's rumors that he had, what, an aneurysm? Or a stroke or something? Now, are these credible outlets reporting this? I didn't do the research. Something's obviously wrong with Putin. Now, blood cancer aside, which is not good, but the handshaking, he's got some kind of Parkinson's or something. What is he, 69, I believe? Yeah, there's something, obviously. You could say, well, Bill, there's a lot wrong with him. He's a psychopath. True. True. But I'm just talking about his health. If word got out, if legitimate news got out of the demise of one of them, the market would likely go nuclear up green. Talking about health-wise, oh, there's a lot of reporting, too, that they're trying to stage a coup on Putin. And now, Ukraine's putting that out. But that's out there. If there was news that there was a coup, Putin is out, the market would likely go nuclear face rip up. Now, would that really matter? Because the next guy with the next guy, let me ask you this. If something happened and there was a coup of Putin, you think the next guy is going to be some nice guy who withdraws the troops and wants to have a big group hug with everybody, including America? You think the next guy is going to be some guy that's not a crook, who's going to have a $700 billion yacht like Putin? You think it, you really think it's going to be a choir boy? So the market would face rip. I don't know how good the actual news would be. I mean, because the next guy is going to be a dictator, warmonger, communist, whatever, right? But market, the market would respond that way, I would think. A lot of rumors out there, y'all. As long as we put it into the rumor category, I'm good with it. Perry Mason says, yeah, it's a lot like Florida. They were 3 wins away from a sweep of Tennessee as well. Something ain't right with Sully. Maybe. Now, could this just be a random, sometimes your program's going to dip a little bit before you head back up? It might be that. But something just doesn't seem right. I can't watch. Florida baseball is not watchable right now. It's not interesting. I always enjoy Florida baseball. Always have. And probably always will. But right now, it's just not a come watch me enjoy. I'm having trouble there. And one of my guys here from Wilco played there and starred there. But I'm not having fun with it. You can always have fun when it's Tony Balls. Kirkland in Georgia. Bill, where is the Emerald Coast? The Emerald Coast is destined for Walton Beach, Seagrove Beach, Watercolor, Seaside, Panama City. I'm leaving summer. Santa Rosa Beach, all through. That is the gorgeous Emerald Coast. Jim's up there talking about Connecticut baseball field. Juxtapose that with the Emerald Coast. Tell me what you got. Tell me how those compare. I don't think they do. And plus, on the Emerald Coast, if there's a rumor about some virus, they don't shut everybody out. Say you can't breathe and you can't walk. Assume the fetal position. They don't do that there. Another reason to love them. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dot's on the scene of this new wreck over here on 24 westbound, just past 440. They were already clearing a wreck over on the other side there, 24 east at Murfreesboro Pike. Traffic's building in the normal spots, as you want to call it that, coming down I-40 through Mount Juliet right now through Wilson County. Looks pretty good, just some radar out here in Wilson and Smith County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, it's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
This silver tequila makes a refreshing tequila sunrise.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh, locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Every school has their collective and everything. Miami walk-on football player, and his name is Michael Perino, if that's how you pronounce it. Walk-on freshman Michael Perino has signed an NIL deal with John Ruiz. He's the one that said, I'm going to spend a lot of money down there at Miami and some of the schools. He's got that kind of money. And it's legal. Nothing he's saying is illegal. He's rewarded a freshman walk-on a one-year contract with Life Wallet for $10,000. Now, again, that's not a big number, but it's $10,000 more than that kid probably had before. Quote, I think that may have had something to do with it. It's very exciting, but I don't care about the money. Now, see, who taught him that one? I don't care about the money. I just love proving people wrong. And I don't know if this is just to point out we will help out a walk-on or two when we can. Says he's working hard. Perino says he's working hard to prove people wrong since he was a three-sport athlete at Moore Catholic School in Staten Island, New York. So he's not from down there. He participated in baseball, football, and track. My sophomore and junior year of football at Moore, they told me I was too small. They never had an Italian kid in the backfield before, and I was 5'9". I'm sitting there, wow, they're crushing my career. I worked for it. I had a chip on my shoulder. Then my senior year was COVID, only 4 games, and I had 30 carries for over 400 yards. After those few games, they admitted I could have been the best running back they had at that school, but they never gave me a shot. After the season, he said he got some looks from places like Fordham and Wagner, but no offers. Once I wanted to go to Miami, my coach's friend said, you might as well give up football. Only my parents and brother believed in me. Perino says his Italian roots taught him to never give up and just to fight through it. There's always a way. So that's what he did at Miami. He was admitted for January enrollment and spent last fall at a junior college in Central Orlando taking classes and playing with a lot of older guys. Some of them even had kids. He enrolled at Miami and a month later came out for a February walk-on tryout. I just showed up at 7 p.m. There's about 15 or 20 kids there. I wasn't a preferred walk-on or anything. He impressed, so the coaches said that he could come out for the team in the fall. So there you go. Says he weighs 205, and I don't know if he'll ever get to play. I'm not saying that, but that's a good story. And John Ruiz, that lawyer down there, who said he's going to be taking care of people, has offered this kid a one-year deal worth $10,000. That's a good story. That right there is an NIL story that we can get behind. There's another irony. I'll bring it up next hour about NIL. There's so many little tidbits and little consequential things concerning name, image, likeness that we can talk about, but there's also an interesting aspect of this, and I don't want to get into it here because it's going to be a little bit long-winded, and we're up against a break here in a couple of minutes. Balls of Steel coming up. If you want to post them, now is okay. You can go ahead and post those. We'll put those up. We'll acknowledge those in Hour 3. That's what we do part of Hour 3 on Monday. We juggle a lot of different things Hour 3, but that is one of the things we do. And if you have any from the weekend, whatever it might be, it's mainly sports related, but if you want to take it outside of sports, you know what, that's fine. I don't really care. It doesn't have to be. If it's something you notice that's not sports related, like Elon Musk is putting his deal on hold while he challenges the bots and all that and the fake accounts at Twitter, we can go any of that you want. We can go wherever you want to go in Hour 3 with the Bulls of Steel aspect of it. Post those when you get a chance, and we'll get those on the air. 615-844-5600. You can call in. Unless you're like Jim and you want to call in and talk UConn, then you can't call in. Yeah. Jim has privileges here that some don't have. He was able to call in and get that on the air. Most people would not be able to do that. That would not be allowed. Dow is back down slightly. So that's the kind of morning, at least at the moment, we are looking at. If you want to buy some Luna this morning, I would suggest don't buy it. But make sure it's lotto money. Make sure it goes to zero, I'm okay money. There's the music. We'll take a break. Balls of Steel and everything else. Hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.